instead. So quickly going through the selection, there's a 3 to 4 chip hard laptop. Single regions which require chips of 125 and 25 GB or 4 chips of 80 GB. Make sure these are set to be orthogonal by a meter on a 4 chip of 80 in a 3 chip region. And then there's missing energy cuts of 250, MT greater than 100, and 80 missing running effective of greater than 0.3 and 0.2. And then in the soft laptop jammer, we've got much softer laptop PT cuts. Greater than equal to 2 jets of 130, 25 GE. High missing energy cuts of 250, MT greater than 100, and 80 missing running effective, which is their final discriminating variable that leaves the shape of greater than 0.3. So the main backgrounds to this search are semi and fully leptonic top and W to lepton plus jets. So control regions are formed for each of these backgrounds with various jet multiplicity requirements using a B tag, B2 requirement to split W and top in both cases. And then crucially, these have lower missing energy and lower MT than the signal region to form a different pairing of the parameter space. And good agreement is seen in these control regions. As you can see in these plots here, the effective mass of the W control region, top control region, and then the number of jets in the W control region for the hard lepton channels. And so a fit to this control region data is performed based on a profile like bleeding method, and therefore inputs to this fit. And there is the observed number of events in every jet multiplicity bin of the control regions. Transfer factors that relate the number of events for each of these processes in the different control regions and the signal regions. And when testing a signal model, the signal contamination is also included in the fit. The fit laptop background, which is derived from a data-driven method, which I don't have time to go to here. And then the pure Monte Carlo estimations of the LS model backgrounds. And the uncertainties in all these backgrounds are treated as nuisance parameters in this fit. And correlations between these nuisance parameters are taken into account. And it should be noted that for the first time in an Atlas CZ search, the number of input measurements to this bit is sufficient for the bit to be over-constrained. So some of the uncertainties can be reduced by this bit. And most notably, the dependence on the matching scale parameter KT factor algebra is greatly reduced by about a factor of 2 using the data to constrain the bit using this jet multiplicity distribution. But you should also note that some uncertainties where we don't know the correlations between bits very well, such as the gen energy scale amount, are not constrained at all by the fit and are left with their full uncertainty. So the next thing I want to do is to validate this fit and show that it works. So in this figure here, we have a graphical representation of the phase space with the missing energy on the x-axis and the transverse mass on the y-axis. And this blue box here shows where the W and top control regions for the hard lepton analysis lie. And the signal region is shown in this green box up here. So there's an area of phase space in between, denoted by these purple boxes, which can be split, requiring and repeating a B-jet as well, this purple box. So this forms three validation regions. So the fit is performed, and then the data Monte Carlo agreed, the data and fit results are compared in these validation regions. And you can see for the W validation region, which is this box here with the B-veto, the top validation region, which is this box here with the B-tag, and the high transverse mass region are all in very good agreement in these intermediate regions between the signal region and the control regions. So the fit is then extended to the signal region, including the observed data in the signal region, and our signal strength parameter is included in the fit as well, and the results are found to be consistent with the standard model. So the signal scale parameter is found to be zero. And for the three different signal regions, the observed and expected number of events are shown in this table. So there's the observed number of events, the number of events obtained using the fit, and then the number of events obtained using the pure Monte Carlo as well. And you can see that all three are very good agreements. And then this can be shown graphically in these pictures. That these are not the results of the fit. This is the pure Monte Carlo, so it's the input to the fit effectively. And the data points and the distributions of the M effective for the three jets, the M effective for the four jet, and the ET miss over M effective for the soft lepton analysis. So, having observed no significant excess, we turn to set limits. When setting limits, we use the with its shape and the relevant bits, and then determine whether the cross-section of the actual signal is excluded or not. And so the results of these are interpreted in MSUGRA or the CXM plane since the previous two analyses, and also in for the hard lepton analysis, and then for the hard lepton and soft lepton in a simplified model where you have gluminose decaying through a chargina on both sides to a W. And the chargina mass is fixed halfway between the gluminose and the neutralina. So first within the MSUGRA plane, you can see the observed and expected limits in very good agreement with the red and blue lines as in the same format as the previous blocks. The previous one lepton limit is this box here. And if you remember back to the previous zero lepton limit, the zero lepton limit was much better than the one lepton limit, whereas now at high end up, the zero and one lepton limits are competitive with each other, showing the gain in this approach of using the shape for exclusion. And then similarly on this side, we've got the two simplified models for the two different cases. The top plot shows the hard lepton case, and you can see the bulk of the model is covered well by this analysis. But you have this red line where the exclusion is not very strong because this is the excluded cross-section and it grows to a very large value where there's very small mass splitting. And this is what the soft lepton was designed to tackle. And you can see that it does that very successfully by this plot here where there is no large red line on the boundary as it uses the ISR jet plus the soft lepton to exclude these points. So in conclusion, I've presented three analyses with the full 2011 data set, no excess above the standard model expectation was observed, and limits were set in MSUGRA or the constrained LSSM, and also in some simplified models. And these searches are all designed to be fairly generic. They're not tuned in any great way to form the best exclusion in any particular plane, so they should cover many other models as well. And the other analyses are in the process of being updated to the full data set. We look forward to 8 TV running this year. And the three different exclusion are shown on the same MSUGRA plane here. So are there any questions?
we don't just take the Monte Carlo prediction. We do this approach where we form control regions and transfer factors from a very similar.
Can you talk to the microphone?